So thank you, Damon. And Wayne, you've, I would say, since 2000 have been involved in an international practice from a corporate side. And of course, before that, you were in private practice in Silicon Valley. Can you give us your views on the international scene and what's going on in the Valley concerning IP?
Well, I would agree with what both Judge Michel and Damon have said and kind of put in the context of half of it is good, which is China and other countries did exactly what the United States has been pushing for 4 or 5 decades. A number of us have been involved in one way or another with the various works that have been undertaken by both the U.S. government as well as key NGOs, pushing for harmonization of our IP systems across the globe. And in some sense, it's a measure of amazing success that those efforts and what was the sort of U.S. basically gold standard model for how an IP system should be structured and run has been mostly adopted by much of the world, but in particular China, which I think 20 to 30 years ago would not have been the expected result. So there's a real strong measure of good in this, in that we've established a set of norms and structures that, while there's always differences among different systems, country by country, that we've actually achieved in large part the harmonization we sought, and have a more global playing field for that also hopefully matches the global marketplace that we've also constructed. Again, these are really U.S. values that have actually now expanded to be worldwide values in one way or another. Again, that's just. There's always nuances, and there's always national priorities, and countries can take advantage of that. But overall, that's happened. Now, that's good, and so for a company like mine that's rapidly expanding globally, that actually matches what we need, which is in other countries and markets where either we're manufacturing or selling. We would like to have strong IP systems where we can actually have action. So the fact that now China while it is a hotbed of counterfeiting, which I am personally finding and having to contend with, it also is obviously one of the largest manufacturing arenas in the world, and where a lot of your competitors are, and where even now, especially the local domestic markets and the domestic companies themselves want effective IP enforcement and rights, and so that the country has actually remarkably and ably matched that. Everything about China has basically duplicated the United States' 200 years worth of economic expansion and development of their judicial systems and legal systems into the space of 40 years or less. So that's sort of the remarkable story there. On the other hand, though, I do also echo, especially Judge Michel's point of view, that while that's happened, the United States didn't retain its standard of what they were matching. We've actually, in almost jujitsu, have undermined our own system, the one that they were mirroring, the one that we were supposed to be harmonizing. And I think it's that asymmetry now that we've created that's so sort of odd that is what's concerning for me, as a U.S. citizen and not just a global citizen, that we've diminished our system while these other countries, especially China, have expanded. My analogy is kind of like, that 10th generation Romans in like 300 AD look at their city walls and say, why did we build these, and why do we need these? Can't we just tear some of these down and expand, and I need more room for my villa. And why do we have this city and dismantle the protections we had because somebody else with our forebears thought that was an important thing, and then we'll just sort of take it down because we don't see the need for it. And then all of a sudden, like Damon's saying, 5 years from now, going, oh, that's why we had those things in place. And I do fear that we had a very myopic reaction over the last 10 or so years to what was, I think, in fairness, there was the sort of explosion of NPE litigation led to a certain counter reaction. I think it was completely overblown. It also completely misapprehended the core tenets of the U.S. patent system that was forthrightly, from the get-go, was intended to allow the free exchange of patent rights as a commodity, that was seen as the main spur for the U.S. economy at the advent of our republic, and actually within decades spurred its own NPE litigation in the 1830s to 40s to 50s, and the formation of patent trust and so forth, innovative structures, and we sort of forgot all of that in this sort of weird induced panic that happened, that really in 101, in IPR structure, in the AIA, in all these ways have diminished the ability to have a stable patent system where you have stable rights that people can base companies and decisions on in the United States. And I think that's really a very significant problem.